Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Now we're doing 402. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning. I got you for one more hour. Then 5 o'clock will come, and then the warm-up show will come. But until then, it's me and you, 888-808-1019. Fleegs on the other side. And we've been talking a lot of Knicks this morning. It still doesn't end. Every day, another story, something else to react to. For me, the embarrassing nature of this search just continues to be either justified by people or, you know, I mean, I don't understand. We continue to blame Tibbs at every turn. As we now see, the Indiana Pacers take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. And we hear more and more, and the reports came out today, you know, the information about some of the players and the exit meeting, and, you know, they didn't work hard enough in practice. After all the time of how many minutes we play, that he plays the starters, how many minutes he plays guys, then, oh, they're not scrimmaging enough. The fact of the matter is, they've been the best team in crunch time the entire postseason. Oh, well, listen, we got to work on end-of-game situations. They've been the best. They were the best crunch team all year long. They had the best playoff. They're the best clutch performer in the NBA. They had the best record in overtime. They consistently had great end of games. Like, the entire mantra of the postseason was keep it close because we're the better team in the final moments. And now it's like, we didn't work on end of game situation. Like, we are working really hard to blame Tibbs and justify his firing and justify this debacle that has become this search. And as it now finally, hey, I don't know if you've heard this, but they're considering two candidates who actually are available to take the position. I mean, it only took a week before we got to guys who might actually be able to say yes in Mike Brown and Tyler Jenkins. And both, you know, are underwhelming candidates to me. Jenkins is a lot more appealing than Mike Brown is, but I'm still not happy with that necessarily as opposed to Tibbs. And I mean, but I continue to be baffled by how much blame Tibbs takes for all of this, all the reports that come out of Tibbs' fault. And then we're justifying this with the all time. And I'll call Evan out. He calls me out when I say things. So let me call Evan out as I'm listening to today. And he, as the report yesterday of all these teams, they've asked the 5 teams that they've come out and asked for permission to speak to their head coach, including the Atlanta Hawks, Quinn Snyder. And Evan hears that, and I heard someone else in the mainstream media as I was flipping through the channels today say something similar, like the idea that Quinn Snyder's added to the list. Well, clearly this is now just all a big facade. Like, we went from, it makes sense. There are tiers. You go through a search. That's a plan. And the tiers are the good coaches in the NBA. So you start there. Hey, you can't get told no if you don't ask. And then when the number hits five, including a coach that we wouldn't even consider if he was available to be signed, suddenly it's like, well, now you know it's all a smokescreen. A smokescreen for what? Like, oh, we're that in to trying to justify Leon Rose and this search that now after we find out that five teams were contacted, like a sixth of the NBA was asked about their head coach, we're going to say, well, it's all a smokescreen. Something's up. They must have their guy. There must be a reason for this. It doesn't make sense. Well, now it doesn't make sense. Yesterday it was a plan. Today it doesn't make sense, and it's all a smokescreen. And a smokescreen for what exactly? We also talk about how there's no rush. We got plenty of time. They're the only job search out there. What's the rush? They can go to any candidate. Nobody else is looking for a coach. Well, then what do we need a smokescreen for? A smokescreen is to hide things. A smokescreen is to diffuse the situation or confuse people. A smokescreen is leaking out that you like a quarterback in the NFL draft when you have no intention of taking him. That's a smokescreen. Why would we need a smokescreen when no one else is looking to poach the other coaching candidates? None of it makes any sense. None of this makes any sense. And what bothers me is these two guys came in together. And I'm not looking to kill Leon Rose. I'm not. I'm displeasured with how this search is going. I'm now more than open. I think even though I was late to the party, I'll admit, I was hesitant to believe that the owner was as heavily involved in the decision. It really is hard to say that he wasn't involved at some level now. So I'm not looking to kill Leon Rose. I'm disappointed in this coaching search and how it's looked, because perception is reality and PR is an issue. And whoever you end up hiring is going to be asked the first question, what was it like as the Knicks went through everybody in the NBA before hiring you? What is it like to be the sixth choice of the New York Knicks? Oh, no. He's our first choice. You guys don't understand smokescreens. Like, to what end? What does any of this mean? And the two of these guys, Leon Rose and Tibbs, came in this together. They built this thing up together. This wasn't a long-term GM and a new head coach, and he's had success prior. These were a duo building this franchise up. And because they, after beating the NBA, defending NBA champions, lost to an Indiana team that we all perceived should have been a team the Knicks should beat, a team that the Knicks were better than, a team that the Knicks were favored in the series, and now up 2-1 and might very well be on their way to winning an NBA championship. Because he lost that series after beating the Celtics, he had to go. And now his practices weren't good enough. And now his players didn't like him. And now his adjustments weren't there. And what about the nonsense that's happened after? Oh, no, that's not Leon Rose's fault. Tibbs, reason they lost. Tibbs, lack of bench. Tibbs, lack of minutes. Tibbs, lack of scrimmage in practice. Lack of in-game situations. Never mind the fact that they were the best late-game team in the regular season and lost one game late in the postseason, but won every other game. Keep it close was all we screamed at the television during every game because we knew the Knicks were better in the final moments. But now that's a major problem for them. I get it. Tibbs. Blame. Leon Rose is running around with his chicken with his head cut off, asking everybody and their mother if they're interested in the job. Hey, that makes sense. And when it doesn't make sense, hey, that's a smokescreen. I don't understand why one guy is getting all the benefits in the world and the other guy is blamed for everything. Hey, asking coaches makes sense. That's what it is. Oh, it's five, and one of them is who? Quinn Snyder, you say? Quinn Snyder? Well, I mean, that's kind of weird. It must mean nothing. It's all a smokescreen. Clearly, that's the answer. Like, it's just, no, they have no plan. I know that's a prevailing thought nationally, and like around here, it's being debated. No, there's no debate. They don't have a plan. Doesn't mean they can't hire the right guy. Doesn't mean they can't figure it out. Right now, they are clueless in how to go about finding their next head coach. And if we want to blame Tibbs, let's blame Leon Rose for the debacle this search has become as well. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve in Dutchess County. What's up, Steve?
What's up, C-Mac? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I know it's been a long time. You've been out of the league for a long time. But what about Mark Jackson, New York guy over there? He built that team up in Golden State and handed it over to Steve Kerr.
Mark Jackson built up the Golden State Warriors and then handed it off to
Steve Kerr. Yeah. What do you think? You don't think he didn't? He handed that team over to him? He did a good job over there building that team up.
This team doesn't need to be built up. This team needs the Steve Kerr, I mean, we just fired the Mark Jackson of this team. Now we're looking for the Steve Kerr.
I understand that, but New York guy, point guard out of New York, work with Brunson, come to New York.
Yeah, I have no interest in Mark Jackson. I don't, other than the fact he wore a Nick uniform and wore a St. John's uniform, I don't know. I know he built, and thank you for the call. I know he had some level of success with the Golden State Warriors. They also were they were better defensively than they were offensively, even with some of the offensive firepower they had, and Steve Kerr came in and changed things. They're looking for the Steve Kerr. And not that Mark Jackson can't be a candidate, but I don't understand the idea of using him building up the team and then needing someone else to take them over the hump as the reason for his hire when that's what we're firing Tibbs for. We're literally saying he could only take them so far, so he has to go. But let's bring in Mark Jackson because he took the Golden State Warriors only so far. I know he played for St. John's. I know he played for the Knicks. I know he says, there goes that man again. But I don't know why he would be a candidate over any of the other names we heard. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, buddy. What's happening, man?
What's up?
What's going on? First of all, I want to elect you WFAN Father of the Year and wish you a happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
You know, if I had to list the top fathers, I would say that you're up there, then Recco, then Gio, and then I'd have to trickle it down from there.
I think we all the fathers. I'm not ranking them. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Everyone at the
You got
to
rank them, man. That's what life's about. You got to rank them.
Life's about ranking fathers. Yep, that's absolutely true. I've heard that before. I think I saw a poster of that with a cat hanging from a branch saying life's about ranking fathers. So you might be right.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the coaching again for your son. I heard my name being said before.
Yeah, so you heard that, yes.
Yeah. Well, it woke me up. You're always waking me up saying my name, but then you put me on hold for an hour.
Hey, what can you do? You're not the only one on hold. You're a very busy show.
Let me ask you about Saturday.
Okay.
Right? First of all, you know, Joe shouldn't be on at 5 in the morning, okay?
Director Eddie in Rockland.
You know, he should be on from like 6 to 9 and then whatever. But really, you guys should swap spots if the money's the same. So you could just roll out of bed, do 3 hours, go, and then roll right back into bed. But I'll talk to Chris Oliveri. You know, I got a little connection there.
Call Oliveri and see what he has to say.
He'll make the change for you because Joe's a little too early for me. He's a little phlegmy in the morning.
Eddie. Enough. I let you go on long enough. You have a sports point?
Yeah, I'm Tibbs. You know, to me, it's the Knicks as an organization. You know, they don't have a connection with WFAN. They don't have a connection with the other radio. They're throwing that guy, what's his name? They're throwing him out of the building. They're cutting Tibbs when they, you know, they got a bad reputation. So no one's going to throw themselves at their feet. Because they got a bad reputation. That's the bottom line, is it?
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Eddie. People will still want to take this job. A lot of people. You're telling me, you know, right now they've talked to Taylor Jenkins and they haven't spoken to him. I don't know, but they're targeting next and Mike Brown. You think Mike Brown, who interviewed for the job back in 2020 when Tibbs took it or got it, he would do anything to become the next Knick head coach? Jenkins would take the job too. Yes, there's a reputation. Yes, there's an owner who now has rekindled the discussions about him being a meddling force inside the organization. Yeah, it comes with a championship mandate, but it comes with a roster, at least on the surface, warranting that mandate. Like, it's a good team inside an Eastern Conference that, I mean, it was just in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're two wins away from the NBA Finals. They've got Jalen Brunson. They've got Karl Anthony Towns. And whatever our limits are for those two, or our fears of their limits, Brunson's the most clutch player in the NBA and has transformed himself into a top 10, 15 player in the league, along with the help of Tibbs, of course, but we won't mention that. And Karl Anthony Towns, who's a starter for the Eastern Conference Finals, Eastern Conference All-Star team. The roster is talented, and they've got Mikal Bridges, and they're going to have an ability to reshape and revamp the bench. So it's a very good team. It's the biggest city in the world. It's got an owner with plenty of money. Not that, you know, it doesn't mean as much as baseball necessarily, but he's got plenty of money, willing to do anything. He's paying a coach that just got fired $30 million. You'll get good money. You'll play in the biggest market in the world, a lot of exposure, plus a very talented team, and the advantage of playing at Madison Square Garden. I think there's a lot of coaches who would take this job. Now, again, the tricky stuff, depending on who it is, it's going to feel like a secondary choice because of the smokescreen that they're going through right now. And it comes with a playoff mandate. It comes with the idea that you're probably going to have to keep the superstar's father on the bench, depending on what your relationship is with Rick Brunson. And there's a little bit of players going to the owner, or at least their word having value inside the owner's head to make big-time decisions inside the organization. There's a lot of little things that make this job very complicated, very difficult. But it doesn't change the fact that it's an excellent job with a very good roster and an opportunity to win. So I would think many, many, many coaches would be very interested in becoming the next Knicks head coach. Stuart in Brooklyn, what's up, Stu?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, C-Max.
Good morning, Stuart. What's going on?
C-Max, yes. It's all Dolan. It's a clown show. He's turning it back to the days of Isaiah Thomas. I mean, come on, man. This guy's got to calm down. Leave it alone. You hired Leon Rose to be the general manager overseeing the operation, right? He is getting involved. It reminds me of Steve Mills, if that rings a bell to you. Yeah. Everything's going back in those days, where everything was not even in control. But now the difference is we have a team that's good. We have a good team, and we have to continually listen to this guy, Dolan, talk about this, talk about that. Hey, listen, what was going on when we were coming back and late in games, this and this and this? Nobody was talking about anything that Tibbs was doing. Nobody was talking about him not playing the bench, this, that, the other. I agree one thing. He should have played the bench a little bit more, trusted a little bit more. But instead of doing that, he decided to trust it in the playoffs, and it didn't work.
No, yeah. I mean, I agree with you, Stu. We've kind of gone over the idea of why Tibbs was fired and the idea that we don't like the Tibbs firing. It's more about the search now and where they go moving forward.
What search?
That's a very big one, and thank you for the call. A large one where they've casted a net over fishes that have already been caught. Like, it's just, I don't understand what's happening with the search or why we don't give more blame to Leon Rose right now. Like, I'm flabbergasted that we're so quick to, like, come up with an excuse for what's going on right now, but Tibbs gets no excuses. And again, the Indiana Pacers are two games to one up in the NBA Finals, a series that nobody expected them to win. So now you have to contend. Like, that's what a coach has to come in with. You're firing him because he didn't beat the Indiana Pacers while beating the Boston Celtics. So next year, this coach has to beat the Boston Celtics because losing to the Celtics is now clearly moving backwards. And you have to beat the Indiana Pacers because if you don't, that's what the last coach got fired for. And we talk like it's a growing process, right? You know, this team, they need to gel. They need to, you know, figure it out. Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson need to work better together. And I agree with all that. But if it's a growing process, like, it was 1 year with a coach that was uber successful. Now you're going to bring in this other coach. What happens if he doesn't beat the Indiana Pacers in 1 year? What are you going to say? We're all going to say, well, it takes time. It's his first year. Give him a chance. This is the same thing we could have said about Tibbs because it was the first year with this group. And that's what we'll say because we're not going to fire the coach after 1 year. But if they lose to the Boston Celtics in the second round next year, what's the excuse? What's the excuse that coach will get that Tibbs didn't? 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you. We'll do a little bit of baseball as well. We talked yesterday about the Kreider trade because it felt like it was inevitable and imminent. And obviously now it has happened. Kreider, after a 13-year career with the New York Rangers, is traded to the Ducks. And now it's a matter of, you know, kind of that team felt like it needed to be broken up. Kreider completely, his production fell off the table last year. What do you have, 30 points? He was just not nearly the same player he's been. We didn't get to see him in the postseason where he's thrived because the team didn't make it there. And now they're going to take that money and try and build this team differently. And you know, this same owner that we deal with, the New York Knicks, is running the Rangers, and Chris Drury has been given the stamp and seal of approval, and it's a matter of fixing some of the ills that this group had last year that clearly was an issue. But now they have Sullivan as the head coach, and an end of an era with Chris Kreider traded after 13 years of service, being one of the great playoff players in this era and certainly for the Rangers. And it's a tough goodbye for a guy who came here with such promise as a young prospect, came up, made his debut in the playoffs, and was just a stalwart and a proven postseason guy in front of the net, creating all kinds of havoc, scoring all kinds of big-time goals in clutch games, especially in games where the Rangers' lives were on the line in elimination games. He was especially good when the Rangers' season was on the line. One of the great Rangers of this run, and it feels a little bit like the end of an era, and clearly a new coach, new generation, moving forward with the New York Rangers, and we have to trust that James Dolan is capable of kind of handling this both at the same time. I know he's got people who runs the operation, but we're concerned he's meddling. He's got a new team making big-time moves, changing the roster, new head coach, and then we got the Knicks, same thing, new head coach, right on the precipice of winning. A lot of action going on at the goal.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pardon.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 427, McMonagle here with you. Got you for another half hour to take you to the warm-up show at 5. So we talked a little bit of hockey there with Kreider and the trade from the Rangers to the Ducks and the changing that's going to happen. It's going to go on this offseason with the New York Rangers. But right now, you know, we've been kind of blessed to have these two really impressive final series, both in the NBA and the NHL. And last night's game in the NHL Finals, where Edmonton tied the series at 2 after falling behind 3-0 in the first period, and it felt like that was going to be very much like game three, where Florida pulled away, scored early, then pulled away, and there was all the fights, and it felt like the Edmonton Oilers were kind of at a crossroads and you know, mentally being just beaten down again by the Florida Panthers, and they jump out to this 3-0 lead, and Edmonton crawls back, fights back, ties it at 3, takes the lead 4-3, gives up a game-tying goal with 19 seconds left with the extra man and the goalie pulled. And then in overtime, and I want to play the call because it was, I just heard Marco play it in the 4 o'clock update. If you haven't heard this, you want to, is this Edmonton Oilers radio? Yeah. So this is just the Oilers radio broadcast. Just an incredible call of the game-winning goal from Drysdale that is now his, what was it, fourth game-winning goal of this postseason. An incredible call, an incredible moment, really an incredible series that we are now, you know, now it's 2-2, and these last three are going to be really incredible hockey games. These first four have been really impressive as well. So listen to this call last night, the game-winning goal for the Edmonton Oilers. I don't know why I'm having trouble with Edmonton Oilers. As the Oilers tie the series at 2.
Florida makes the long change. Breaking free is Draisaitl to the net. Score! Leon Draisaitl has tied the series with his fourth OT winner in the playoffs. Final score, Edmonton 5, Florida 4 in overtime.
That's a great call. That is a great call. I could listen to that over and over again. That is an incredible call. The amount of and listen, that's an incredible moment. They're about to blow that game, fall behind 3-1, lose, you know, which would put them really in, you know, in a miserable spot, obviously, down 3-1 in the series against the Florida Panthers, who beat them last year after they kind of, you know, got their asses kicked in both ways on the scoreboard in the fights at the end of game number 3. They fall behind early, fight all the way back, take the lead, then blow it with 19 seconds left. That would have been a devastating loss for the Edmonton Oilers. Instead, they figure out a way to get that game-winning goal in overtime. An incredible call. And now we are poised for a big-time, most likely, in my opinion, 7-game series in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals. The Indiana Pacers take a 2-1 lead over the just huge favorite Oklahoma City Thunder. And the implications for the Knicks and everything that happened with that. Can you imagine the Pacers winning this series? I don't even know how depending on what kind of fan you are, you could take different things out of it as a Knicks fan. Hey, We were supposed to, you know, we were supposed to beat them. Let's be fair. They're the NBA champs. They beat Oklahoma City. They're the better team. We still have to figure out a way to get better than they are, but I feel a hell of a lot better about blowing that series. That they're the, that then now they are the NBA champions, or it could make you sick to your stomach knowing that, you know, you're up 14 points with 2.5 minutes in game number one with an opportunity to win that series. You win that game, and maybe Oklahoma City was ripe for the picking after a, you know, a long playoff run, went through seven with Denver, takes care of Minnesota, and right now the Pacers just are dictating the games, playing at their pace, playing Indiana Pacer basketball, and right now they have a 2-1 lead. So we're lucky enough right now where we have two first-place baseball teams, and we got two really good finals in both the NBA and the NHL. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Bob in Floral Park. What's up, Bob?
Hey, C-Mac. How you doing, man?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Good. I heard about the Stanley Cup you were talking about. I want to agree. This series has been incredible and a ton of fun to watch.
The first two games were classics. Game three wasn't, but it ends with a huge, just the entire team's brawling with each other. And then this one was the topsy-turvy nature. You thought the series was you thought the game was over, the series was over, and that Edmonton had just been beaten mentally when they're down 3-0 in the first period. And then they come raging back and win a classic overtime game that sets up really an exciting series.
Yeah, now it's the best of three, and it's going to be a great one. But I wanted to talk about the heartbreaking news today about Chris Kreider being traded from the Rangers. It's heartbreaking, man. You know, a guy that, you know, has done so much for this team, all-time leader in playoff goals, you know what I mean? Been here forever, done a lot of great things, a lot of great memories for this team, and then he's just gone. I understand about last year, he, you know, obviously wasn't 100% healthy either. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a guy like that, you're going to get rid of him, and then, you know, 93 is a vintage ad. The guy is as soft as a tissue, and you're going to keep him around. You ain't going to win with that guy playing number one center. He ain't Barkov. He ain't even Jamie Benn. You know what I mean? And this is our number one center. You know what I mean? He couldn't even play center last year. He had to go play wing. We got JT Miller.
I think we have had a long-standing discussion about him and Panarin as the two stars of the team. Are they, one, good enough, two, the right type of player to get you through the gauntlet that is the NHL playoffs? So that is the discussion we've had about this group for a couple of years, going back a couple of years now, whether or not this team is tough enough. And if those are the kind of players, those finesse, you know, if you want to call them soft, you know, last year you could certainly call them that. But like Panarin and Zibanejad, are those the kind of guys who can be your best players on a team that wins you a Stanley Cup final? So, but they're in the process of trying to change it. I think
it starts with
Kreider. It starts with Kreider. Yeah. He had to waive his no trade clause. He did. For Joel Quenneville, apparently had a large role in it, and we'll see. You know, how I think he'll be a productive player in Anaheim. I do. I don't think his days of being a productive NHL player are over, but I do understand the move. It comes with a lot of sadness and it comes with the end of an era, but it also is the kind of move that, I mean, it's warranted, it's justified, and now they have to go out and use that money wisely. Was it $6.5 million, something like that?
Yeah,
just under $7 million that they're going to have to go out there and try and make this team better. So now it's up to this GM to go figure out a way to go do that.
I agree, because I think Will Cooley, too, is going to get a big offer sheet.
Yeah.
He had a great season. I think teams see what he can bring and the toughness. He, you know, he'll drop the gloves with anybody. He'll, you know, lay the hammer. And, you know, he's going to get a decent, you know, offer sheet. So I think that's 6.5. Glass half full here, being sad about Kreider. At least, you know, I think we can keep Will Cooley now, maybe add a couple pieces. But I would love to see, you know, somehow getting 93 out of here. I really cannot stand that guy. Like, we will not win with him as, you know, our fearless leader.
No, I understand, Bob, and thank you for the call. He had a terrible year. He got better in the second half of the season, was miserable to start the year, and there have been questions about the type of team that they have. You know, last year's President's Trophy winner and went into the postseason and dominated it early and then got involved in you could feel it come in the end of the Carolina series where Kreider, of all people, gives them that incredible performance in game six, so you could have felt them having that series like fall and, you know, slip through their fingers. And instead, Kreider stepped up and had an incredible performance and won them that game, won them that series. But you could kind of sense the momentum of going through a playoff series, having to be tough, playing the types of teams like Carolina and then clearly Florida. And whether or not their stars and style of play, with especially last year being so power play dominant and relying on the power play and relying on special teams and not being good enough 5-on-5 and not being tough enough and not having enough center depth and all the issues that this team has had throughout the years, that's going to still be a question. And the change of Chris Kreider doesn't do that. They're going to have to really, you want to revamp this entire kind of core. It kind of feels like the time to end things and start anew. Obviously, you have the goalie. You'll have some key players that you keep. But you're going to try and revamp this Rangers team and see if, and I don't know if it's next year. It might be a year. It might be 2 years. It might be a three-year process under this new head coach who has done, obviously, an incredible job in Pittsburgh, won championships, familiar, was on the Rangers bench during the Tortorella days. Someone who's going to come in here, hopefully, in Sullivan, and it's going to change everything about this team, but it might take time for the roster to catch up. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Chris, first and foremost, sorry to you and your friend for your loss.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Brett.
Also, I'd be willing to give you Father of the Year if you'd have your kids, you know, make them just like the Giants this year. I'm willing to give you that.
We root for the Giants. We watch the Giants, but they do like Andrew has a Lions jersey.
No other jerseys, Mahomes. Yeah, none of that. We don't need that. Just all blue in that house, please.
Right, well, the Lions jersey is blue, so that's good.
You got it, Chris. We at face value at this point, we all are supporting Tibbs and the Knicks organization. It's a joke, no plan, right? That's where we're at.
That's where I am, yeah.
I feel that way, but I also feel like I need to know more now. Now I need to know. I need, because, like, we're just spinning this out of control. You know, it's good ratings. You spin it out of control every which way, every day. But, like, why did they bring Townsend first of all? Like, did Tibbs do something, anything to pick? Like, in other words, you have a company you work for, and you're great at what you do. What if you say something behind the scenes and piss somebody off and they fire you? We're all going to be like, why? He was great. He was the best. And then we find out, yeah, Chris said something about the person's, you know, family in a negative way. You know what I mean? Like, something really bad. Not saying Tibbs did.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Why. That's not. Look no further than the stories that
are leaked. Why did they bring Townsend? No, but again, so you're taking everything as 100%, right? Like, if Tibbs came out and talked, if Rose came out and talked, if Dolan came out and talked, if the players came out and talked, I guarantee there's more. Why did they bring Towns in? But he was the reason that it was, you know, they blame, you know, Towns for Thibodeau's job in Minnesota. I don't even know how much that, you know, of that. But I'm saying, then why would he be brought in? Right? There was no chemistry there, and he's not a defensive player. So why would you do that?
No, I don't disagree. You do it because you have to eventually bring star players here, and you felt like last year's roster wasn't good enough, and you didn't think that you were going to do it with Julius Randle, and you had an opportunity to get someone in here who's a, as we saw at times in the postseason, one of the more difficult guys.
But do you get my point? Chris, do you get the point what I'm saying? There must have been animosity, and he probably didn't talk to Thibodeau, like, hey, we're going to bring Towns in. I know he's not a defensive guy, you know? Yeah. I know you like to run a deep, like, did they not like Thibodeau and they were being controlling of him the year before?
No, Brett, and thank you for the call. They gave him, I understand your point, but they gave him an extension last year. I think it just came up with, I mean, the relationship must have been okay, despite not being able to get the most out of him in Minnesota and the way it ended there. I don't think, like, we felt like Tibbs had to be someone who was on board with that trade. Maybe not. I guess now that we look at it, maybe not. But at some point, you got to make an effort to bring in a superstar here. Like, we talked about it the entire offseason. Like, Embiid's name was brought up early in the offseason about possibly being someone to come to the Knicks. Like, eventually, you have to try and get a superstar player in here. And, you know, you can't just wait for the reports that Giannis wants out of Milwaukee. I think what happened was is they were presented with an opportunity to get a really dominant, at times, offensive player who's got the ability with his size to attack the rim. Plus, he's an incredible three-point shooter for his size. He's someone who spreads the floor. And they envisioned him and Jalen Brunson working better together and becoming dynamic offensively. And they were a top-five offensive team in the league for a long stretch of the season. And I think they thought that they could have a defensive-minded head coach who would keep the integrity of the defense while implementing an offensive game plan, or at least an offensive duo or another offensive real weapon who can help them on the offensive part of the floor and not just be a team that relies on effort and defense. And it was a changing thing. And that's what, like, part of it is, like, it was 1 year with this current roster, and it is different. And to your point, they brought in a team that made them less quality at the things that Tibbs thrives at. They came in and changed a defensive-minded team into an offensive-minded team. And they thought with Mikal Bridges and the two-way player, he would help with the defense as well. Like, I don't think it's anything more than that. I don't think it was to make things more difficult for Tibbs, or I don't think it was to, if it doesn't work, we can point to the issues, and clearly Tibbs will be at the forefront of the issues that this team would have. Like, I think it's, hey, we need another big-time player. We believe Karl Anthony Towns has an ability to be dominant offensively. And if we can tap into that while keeping our defensive integrity and everything that comes with a coach team by Tibbs, we should be better. And they were. And they beat the team that the team was built to beat. Right? All these moves were made to beat the Boston Celtics. They did. They couldn't beat the Indiana Pacers. And so now, this next coach better come in and beat the Indiana Pacers. Otherwise, it's a failure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So obviously we've done a lot of Knicks over the last week. And I just feel like this story, every day there's new wrinkles to it. And until really they hire the coach, and then even then we got the draft coming up. It's going to be a lot of Knick basketball, as really, and, you know, right now, the two baseball teams are on cruise control. Like, both have very comfortable division leads. The Mets, even with the Senga loss, and I talked about this earlier, even with Senga going down, and we'll, I'm with you again tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., our typical Saturday show. If we have news on how long Sanga's going to be out, we'll talk more about that. But however long it is, whether it's a month, whether it's months, depending on how bad the injury was. And he claims that he got hurt on the step before leaping for the ball from Pete. If you didn't see the play, obviously Pete, who's one issue this year, amazingly enough, he has been incredible at almost everything he does. I mean, from his slides on the base path, I feel like there's been a handful of times Pete's pulled up one of those slides where the hand, you know, is out, the left hand is out, and then he pulls it back and reaches with the right. Like, Pete's run the bases better than I think any point in his career. He's played first base at better than any point in his career. He's obviously having maybe not his most home run significant season, but his best clutch and overall batting season that we've ever seen. His one bugaboo right now is, for whatever reason, throwing the ball specifically a couple, you know, he had the one where he airmailed at home against the Yankees. His throws in general are but specifically to pitchers covering first, and he throws it a little high. Sanga leaps for it, has to come down and kind of reach for the base, and clearly has a hamstring injury. And whether it was before the play he jumped or after he jumped, whatever the case may be, Pete felt terrible about it, and Sanga's going to be gone for a while. It's an IL situation. But really, they've won six games in a row. They have the best record in baseball. They have a big division lead. They're playing the Rays this weekend, and they are more poised than any team. Think of all the depth. Now, I know they've lost a lot, but think of all the depth that rotation the Dodgers had and everything like that. And yet still, they're decimated by injuries and it's impacting them, right? They're the super team. I mean, they're still in first place. They're still a very good baseball team, but they're not the super team. They have the fourth best record in baseball. I think San Francisco's jumped up, and the Padres in San Francisco are right behind them. While the Mets are poised to just continue on this role and are as adept at dealing with losing your best starting pitcher as any team in baseball. Blackburn makes one start against the Dodgers, he's lights out. You could thrust him right back into it. Manaea, who's yet to even throw a pitch this year, is working his way back. Montas, same thing, working his way back. We've seen Peterson step into the role of closer, complete game shutout the other night, ERA under 2.5, one of the best lefties in the sport over the last calendar year. Griffin Canning, like, it's just endless. And right now, it just feels like, as disappointing as that injury may be and how good Kodai Sanga has pitched, and again, he's pitching a shutout in this game, as long as you have him for the postseason run, it almost feels like, with the way they're swinging the bat at the moment, as Lindor is doing what he's doing, he's a little hampered on the base paths maybe with the pinky toe, but we'll see. The swing is still kind of there. Alonso's killing it. Soto has got on a hot streak. And to me, the two guys who are really making an impact in the lineup as of late are, one, Jeff McNeil, who lengthens the lineup, a 3-run home run in the first inning in this game, and he's been finding a power surge over the last handful of games with a couple of home runs in Colorado, bringing it back to Citi Field, base hit to win the game the other night. He's got an OPS like just a pinch under 1,000. I mean, for a guy that many Met fans, and I can tell you me, have kind of written off and felt like they were better without, and trying to figure out how to play Acuna and try to figure out maybe they could move him for somebody. Or like last year, we were talking about him for Gleyber Torres, and I was saying no. We had a bunch of people call me up, trade Jeff McNeil for Gleyber. I'm like, no, thank you. And right now, Jeff McNeil's absolutely killing it. And Nimmo, who had a stretch this year, looked like he was off to have a miserable, just a disaster of a season. Nimmo is now swinging the bat with authority, hitting balls that look like fly balls to the opposite field, and they carry over the fence. His power surge has really been taken in for a while. He's been less of that get-on-base, OPS-type player, on-base percentage player, and having a little bit more power to his game. But right now, they put him in the two spot in front of Juan Soto, and it's changed the dynamic of the lineup. Their numbers with runners in scoring position still leave a lot to be desired, but the offense in general have been on a 3-week tear. Now it's against Colorado and Washington, who do throw. Gore is a good pitcher. They throw some arms at you. They're not the cakewalk that the Colorado Rockies are, but still, like right now, the Mets are as good as any team in baseball, with as little flaws as any team in baseball, and are as able to handle their top of the rotation guy going down for a month, 2 months, whatever it is, they're in a position to handle it better than any team in baseball would. If the Yankees lost Max Fried, I would be beside myself. And please do not let that happen. That's how important he's been. I don't know what the Yankees would do if they lost Max Fried for a month. They lost Weaver, I'm concerned. The Mets are in a much different position with the pitching, and that pitching lab seems to just throw everybody in the mix. It doesn't matter. They all come out as a good pitcher. They throw them in the blender, and it comes out excellent Major League Baseball starter no matter what they do. Different elements to their game, different repertoire, doesn't matter. The Mets have figured out a way to make everybody better. And right now, as long as Kodai Senga is back and ready to go and has enough starts in him leading into the postseason where the Mets are inevitable to be, it's really not that big a deal. And the New York Yankees keep plugging away, sweep the Royals, won another 1-0 game, the most 1-0 games that they have won since the 1970s. They've been much better with one-run games as of late. And to me, the biggest part of this game was Devin Williams coming in the ninth against, you know, 4-5-6 of the Kansas City Royals and just having one of those nice, easy, relaxing, non-scary ninth innings where he just blows through it 1-2-3. We haven't seen that from Devin Williams. And how he pitches over the next month is going to be critical for this team without Weaver. And the rest of the bullpen kind of struggling. We saw a good Jonathan Loaisiga in this game, and we saw an excellent dominating Williams in this game, which are clearly as important as anything else that this team, any flaws this team has right now, it's absolutely that. And they get the back end of the bullpen in general. And to see Loaisiga have a nice, easy, like 8 or 9 pitch eighth, and then Williams to come out and dominate in the ninth, that's as good as you could possibly hope for. Those are the answers you're looking for over the next month to try and keep this team in the 5-game lead that it has right now, and then, or 4-game lead, 4.5-game lead that it has right now. And then we get ready for another a Fenway series against the Boston Red Sox and hopefully look to have a better outcome than they did in the Bronx last week, as both Rodon and Fried, Rodon looking for redemption against the Red Sox, and Fried will both be in this series, and it's time for the Yankees to take this series. And there's a lot of questions that need to be answered about how this team is going to handle Stanton coming back into the lineup, and Marcus Stroman coming back to the rotation. We'll do more on that tomorrow, 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. We'll get a little bit more into baseball over the weekend. 888-808-1019. But right now we'll take Brian in Milburn. What's up, Brian?
How you doing, Chris? I'm a huge fan. I don't get out in the morning enough to call you, but I listen to you like every day at night.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, now, what you've been saying about Tibbs is spot on. My wife don't even know about basketball, right? Bro, she said, they fired Tibbs? How they gonna fire Tibbs? And they just wasn't to the... She couldn't even believe it. Now, if the Pacers mess around and beat the Thunder, that fire is going to look just like a stupid Dolan move.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Brian. It's not going to help. If the Pacers win and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he got fired because he couldn't beat the best team in the NBA this year after beating the defending champs, it's going to make it look worse. But ultimately, I don't know how much worse it could make it considering what the search looks like. What they're actually doing themselves is what I'm concerned with, not whether or not the Pacers go on to win the NBA championship. Mike in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, man. Number one, I just wanted to... Just wanted to say happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
One of the good ones. I never met you, but I could tell the way you speak of your children and your family. You are a good dad, which is not an easy thing to do. You know, it's
and
easy
not
to
with
make
my
kids.
Children, especially the maniacs.
It's
my goodness,
them, it's easy to make them, but it's hard to take care of them. You know what I mean? But number two, I was waxing my floors last Saturday morning. I just wanted to say I had you on the speaker and. Phenomenal job. A little bit of a different show than you have at nighttime, which was great. You know,
thank you. Yeah, I switched it up a little bit, but yeah, not too much. Yeah. I'm still me.
Yeah.
Be yourself, they say. I try.
No, you know, but great job. I just want to say, keep it up. Mendoza is awesome. Once they took off last year is because Lindor went to the leadoff spot. Now, this year, the switch was put somebody to and put the man number three. Yep. You know,
I want to get to one last call, so thank you for the compliments, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, and that has made a big difference, no doubt. When he was hitting fourth and fifth, Nimmo looked kind of lost for a stretch this year. And I think putting him in right in between Lindor and Soto has really helped. I mean, that's as good a spot as you could have in Major League Baseball, hitting two between those two guys. So there's no doubt it's impacted his game, and he's hitting home runs, and he's been an impactful piece. Mitch, I'm sorry we didn't get to you, bud. I appreciate for calling in. I'm sorry we didn't get to you today. We'll get to you tomorrow if you want, 9 to 1 p.m. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'll be with you tomorrow on a Saturday morning, and then, of course, back for Monday for our usual weekly ride. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Fliegelman on the other side. We got the warm-up show next. A little bit of baseball over the weekend. Both, honestly, are important to the Yankees. Go out there and beat the Tampa Bay Rays. If you're the New York Mets and the New York Yankees, need to go take care of business out in Boston. And we'll find out what tomorrow brings with the New York Knicks. Let's see what reports can come out tomorrow that will piss me off. I'm sure there'll be one. Everybody enjoy the rest of your Friday. Happy weekend. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
1019
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.